people.
Real people.
Real talk.
Real talk.
But in a fun way. Because, hey, life can't always be so serious. Broadcasting from New Mexico, this is the Young Excellence Podcast.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Young Excellence Podcast.
Welcome back to the Young Excellence Podcast.
Long time no listen. It feels like we haven't been sat down and actually got to talk to you guys in a long time.
Yeah.
Even last week, I'm sorry that we missed a week, guys, but even last week, it felt like we hadn't talked for a while.
Yeah.
And we had all this thing planned to talk, and we were, like, so excited to I think we even told you. I think we mentioned it on that last podcast. We were like, oh, yeah, when we go on vacation, we're going to take this stuff and do it.
Yeah.
And we were so excited, and
we took the
stuff. Have so much stuff to talk to you about, but we'll let Charlene explain how the whole night went that we were planning to record, and you can go ahead and say it.
Me and Jaden smoked the devil's lettuce for the first time ever. And Jaden.
Okay, no, you got to tell him from the beginning, like when we got home, why we got the idea to do it and stuff like that.
Why did we get the idea to do it?
Yeah. We were planning to do it because, like, we're in the Mile Higher City, and so it'd be the theme, and we're going to title the podcast A Mile High. We're something in a mile higher or something.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh, why not just, like, smoke and see how it goes?
Yeah.
So
so we get there, and I go to the dispensary, and I get me and Jaden the little pre-rolls, and we walk the little mall area for a little bit, and then we go back to the hotel. So then we go do our thing, and Jaden did way too much.
We were sitting in the car because our hotel, I don't think, allowed it. And we were sitting in the car, and we were just doing it. And Charlene would, like, blow these big old things. I don't ever smoke. The last time I did it was maybe, like, in eighth grade. So that was a long time ago.
It was,
ago.
Like, freshman year.
It was, like, summer going in freshman
you
year.
You said you did it, like,
I think it was summer going in freshman year.
As far as I can remember, it was Valentine's Day.
I don't think so. Well, I don't know. Maybe.
So you told me.
Maybe it could be. I kind of remember now. But so I don't know how it was. Charlene was blowing these big old clouds of smoke. And I was like, oh, shit, I got to keep up with her. So, like, I would smoke a bunch and it would burn my throat and I would blow it out. And then towards, like, the end, it was a big old thing, too. And what Charlene told me is, like, I don't know how weed goes, but.
Well, I don't know either, but I kept thinking about it. And then I kept thinking about it. I'm like, okay, I think we did way too much.
When you explained it, it sounded right.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We don't know much about weed. So they have, like, nuggets, I guess. Ounces. I think that's what they're
grams?
Called. I think. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
Grams. And so we were thinking, oh, they probably put one whole thing in one of the pre-rolled things because they're huge. They're long.
They're big.
And so we were trying to, like, finish it because we're like, oh, it's two of us. We could finish it.
We could do this.
And so we got, like, halfway and we're like, uh-uh, we can't do it. So we step outside and Charlene goes to the car for something. I don't know what you were doing. And I was like, I got to catch up with her. So I knew these three fucked me up. I knew they would. While she was at the car, I was standing there and I was like smoking like three more. And I knew that was three too much because as soon as she stepped out, I threw the blunt thing or whatever you call it down on the floor and I squashed it because I know it's a waste, but we don't really care that much. And I knew I fucked up because as soon as I like stepped over the curb, my foot didn't pick up. I like tripped over it and my whole body started getting heavy. And then, Charlene started, she's like, you could see it. Weren't my eyes red there?
Oh my gosh. And then we stepped to the elevator, his eyes are like bloodshot.
Yeah, I didn't know. My body just started feeling weird, but Charlene said that my eyes were red. And so we step into the elevator, or we're walking, and while we're walking, the whole walk from the car to the room is all fucked up. But we're walking to the elevator, and yeah. I don't even, like, my body felt so heavy and dizzy and, like, weird. Like, I could feel tingling. And we step into the elevator, and one of the workers, I don't know what he does, he steps in. And I feel like after realizing it, you even mentioned it too, that we think that he knew. Because we probably smelled like it. Because it was in, when he was also leaving, he like looked back all weird. And he's like, you guys have a good rest of your night.
And Jaden did not have a good rest of his night.
No. So we're at the top floor. And we're walking down the hallway to our room. And the hallway literally looked like, in the movies where like it starts stretching. Mm-hmm. You've seen him in cartoons. It looked just like that. And so I like had to close my eyes while we were walking. I had to stare at the ground.
Yeah.
And we were like so excited because we're like, all right, yeah, we'll smoke and we'll sit down, do the podcast, and we'll
mind
just
mind
like,
you,
talk.
This is like 7:30. Mm. It's still early.
Our first night, like that's the whole only thing I regret about doing it is not being able to like enjoy the first night that we're there.
Yeah.
But we'll explain more about our whole vacation, but I just wanted to get this out of the way in for the first place. So we get into the room and I couldn't even like, I felt like I was about to throw up. So I was like, I just need to lay down. And the whole time it would have been perfect. Like I think back at it and I think I would have been able to talk and stuff because the whole time I was laying down, I was talking to you.
Yeah.
And I thank Charlene so much because, like, she didn't laugh at me or anything because, like, I was genuinely, like, not feeling good. I don't know how people do it so much. Like,
do it before working.
Like,
stuff?
I feel like it. Like you get used to it after a while.
Yeah.
But I, like, what I was feeling, I was like, how do people do this? Like, how do you function? Like, how do you do anything? Because I literally felt like the room was spinning and then it, like, transferred to me only being able to focus on one thing. And then I would be laying in bed. And Charlene's voice sounded like it was like far away, like echoing.
Yeah.
And then I would talk to her and my voice started feeling like it was echoing. And I don't know, like I was saying the words while I was thinking them, but later on my mind would start being like, what the fuck are you saying?
Yeah.
Like it doesn't make sense. But I that's why I told you, I was like, I'm sorry if I don't make sense. It's I can still talk. I just don't get what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. And like the whole time I was telling you, I'm like, you're in control of your body. Because I'm not like a, would you say chronic smoker?
Mm-hmm.
I smoke as needed. Like I said, I have PTSD, so I have a hard time sleeping. But I mostly do edibles to fall asleep. But mm-hmm.
Not even like hardcore edibles. It's just the gummies. You take one.
They have
you
more CBD and melatonin in them mm-hmm. than THC. And so I do edibles to go to sleep. I don't do it throughout the day.
Yeah.
You know? And so if I ever do smoke, I take like two hits of it and that helps me fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden did way too much.
I knew those three were probably like the too much before. It was just like fine.
Yeah.
But we were so excited to record and we took the stuff and everything and we didn't even get to do it. So we missed a week because like, yeah, we could have done it the next night or something, but we wanted to like enjoy our vacation too. And we had a shit ton of stuff to do. But we had a bunch of stuff to do.
I swear I heard Jaden.
Did we ever say what we were doing?
No, we never said.
Oh, so the first night was just like a travel day. And okay, let me tell you, I'm not like I say all the time on the podcast is that I'm like my worst fear is driving. I hate driving so much. And so to Denver, it's like a five and a half hour drive from like two over there. And what you're listening for something, huh?
No, I'm watching TV.
Oh. And everybody was telling us, they're like, oh, the roads are crazy. Like it's going to be awful. And we drove there fine. Yeah. It was easy. So we get there the first day and all that shit happens.
Oh, we go to In-N-Out first.
That shit was like everybody online overhypes that shit. Unless it was just that location.
I think it's just that location. Cause I've eaten In-N-Out before. Mm. I didn't get animal style fries, but I've eaten In-N-Out in California and that shit hit.
Like everybody knows if you're online, everybody knows what In-N-Out is and everybody wants to try it. Yeah. At least I think. And I tried it and I was like, fuck no. I was like, as soon as I took a bite, we both got animal style fries and an animal style burger. If you don't know what that is, it's like they're fries with cheese and sauce and onions and their burger's pretty much the same thing.
And their secret sauce was basically mayo and ketchup.
And it's disgusting. So I'm like eating the fries.
It was disgusting in the fries, not the burger. Mm.
The burger tasted fine. It tasted like, if you're from New Mexico, it tasted like a Whataburger burger.
If you know, ever heard of Whataburger, it tastes
or
like Whataburger.
Whataburger and Whataburger taste the same to me.
In-N-Out, Whataburger and Whataburger all taste the same.
Yeah, but their fries weren't good at all, I don't think. And then, I ate one and I was like, okay, I guess like, I don't know if I like it. So I ate more. And I, like, knew I didn't like it because we had a fork and I was, like, picking around the sauce.
Yeah, I was picking around the sauce,
and I
too.
Was like, no, I'm not going to touch it. And then I tried, like, a big old piece of it and I was, like, almost threw up in my mouth.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you could have him to her. And we both, you didn't even finish yours either.
I didn't even eat the sauce part, like, the onion part.
Yeah.
But I ate most of my fries because I'm a potato kind of person and I'm going to mix my fries.
But, yeah, In-N-Out sucked. Like, it was so bad that I probably would never try it again. I would eat their burgers for sure, but I wouldn't try, like, the whole meal.
We were actually going to stop on the way back to grab In-N-Out again.
We were so excited. We're like, oh, that's not going to be the only time we eat it. And then we eat it, and we're like, uh-uh, we're not going to eat it again.
The burger hit for me.
Mine was pretty good, too. But I still think, like, Lauterburger and Whataburger.
Oh, but they did have a Whataburger there. I'm like, oh, we should go to Whataburger.
Yeah. So we stopped there, and we that was in Colorado Springs. And then we traveled to Denver. And we're right away when we drive in, we're like, oh, shit, look at all the skyscrapers here.
Yeah.
And we get to see Bronco Stadium, which we went to later on to go watch the Monster Jam, Monster Trucks, if you don't know what that is.
Yeah.
And so we're like, oh, shit, look at these big old skyscrapers, because, like, New Mexico has no skyscrapers. If you can go to Albuquerque, but those aren't even high compared to Denver. Like,
but then, Jaden, when you guys went to California, you guys flew in, so you guys didn't see driving in how it
and
was.
And, like, we didn't really venture the city, so we didn't we didn't get to see skyscrapers or anything like that. So to me, it looked like what I think New York would kind of look like with the skyscrapers and stuff. Like, obviously not as dirty, because I've heard New York sucks.
I don't know, because we get to the hotel right away, and I'm like, oh my god, baby, look at all this litter everywhere. He's like,
I know, we're parked and all you see is like trash flying everywhere.
He's like, it's okay, baby.
And I'm like, I was like, fuck, are we in like the bad part of Denver? Because we don't know, we never been there. So I'm like, shit. And then you see like people walking. And when we first got there, there was, like, sketchy people walking by. And I was like, fuck, we parked in the bad part. Or we got the hotel in the bad part.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, fuck. And so we get everything taken care of with the hotel and everything. Mm-hmm. And we parked the car in, like, the garage thing they have for us, the parking garage. Because you pay everywhere in Denver for parking.
Yeah.
And what else? What did we do after that? We went, I think that night we went.
So we got changed and we went down to the, no, first we made reservations to go eat because we were like, we need to eat. And so we made reservations to eat. And so we went down to the mall, the 16th Street Mall. So our hotel was right across the street.
Like, from you walk maybe a football field a ways and you're already there.
No, it's not even a football field a ways. It's across maybe the like street.
A half of a football field, right? I think it's about that same measurement.
It's like 100 feet away. Mm-hmm. It's not far at all. It's literally across the street. Like, there's a street light. Boom, you're there.
Yeah.
That's how close we were. So we walked to the mall. We're exploring. We're eating.
And the whole time, I expected Denver to be like Albuquerque. And if you ever been to Albuquerque.
This dude was on edge. And I'm like, oh my God, baby, look at this. Oh my God, Horror Cafe. Oh my gosh.
If you're definitely not from New Mexico, if you are from New Mexico, you know how bad Albuquerque is. Like, you have to watch your back all the time because, like, people there are freaking crazy. Like, they'll stab you.
Last month, there was a guy who got shot, murdered at a hotel. And all he was doing was making sure all the doors were locked. And they showed the surveillance. The family, the people on the news were like, the family wants to show the surveillance camera to let people know to be aware. Mm-hmm. You could see the guy hiding behind the door. Comes out and just shoots him out of nowhere. And come to find out, a month before, he was charged with shooting somebody at a hotel too. So I'm like thinking, I'm like, what the fuck is up with the justice system that they just let this guy loose to go do that to somebody else's family? He was a father of like 5 kids. He had worked there for 15 years. Mm-hmm. He did not deserve that. And then me and Jane today, we're just watching a video on TikTok where this car was illegally street racing and hit a school bus. And you could see the school bus, all the kids just fucking flew and everything. That is, like, so heartbreaking. Mm-hmm.
So if you're from there, you know. So we went to Denver, and we're walking, like, the streets because that's not something you do here.
Yeah.
And so we're walking, and, like, you can't get me wrong. When you're first there, we saw some, like, sketchy people because, like, that's, like, everywhere. They have homeless people on the streets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, like, what really got me, like, worried is because some guy walked by us bleeding from his head. Like, remember the homeless guy? He was, like, bleeding, like, dripping down blood. And I was like, what the fuck did we, like, where are we? And so I'm, like, on edge. Like, I'm afraid. Like, and I knew I was on edge because everybody was looking at me like I was giving him dirty looks. And I go by Charlene. I go to, I'm trying to, like, protect her because I'm so afraid of everybody. And it ended up being fine, but I wish I wasn't. The first night was just like a bad day afternoon for me. And after that, everything went good. We went to a comedy show, John Christ. I think he started on YouTube, right?
I don't know.
He has like a big YouTube channel. Yeah. He was funny. He had a bunch of people that were funny.
Oh, we went to Meow Wolf first. Meow Wolf there. And then we went to John Christ. Mm-hmm. And then
the next day we went to the zoo, which didn't meet our expectations.
Albuquerque Zoo is a lot better.
Yeah, surprisingly, you would think Denver was fire. And then we went to the Monster Jam, and then Sunday was just like a travel day. We stopped and grabbed some donuts, and we drove back, and there's a fire. I don't know. It's been so long that the fire, we don't think we ever talked about it. Oh, my goodness.
Please pray for
there's a fire, like, all around us, and, like, a bunch of cities around us have to evacuate and everything. Like, everybody's houses are burning down.
They're small towns.
Yeah, I guess.
Because if you guys ever, like, been to Las Vegas, New Mexico, you guys know it's small.
It's, like, a small.
For our listeners that are not from New Mexico, or
it's people very from small. New Mexico, people haven't ever visited Las Vegas.
I know, they're like, where are you from? And we're like, Las Vegas. They're like, wow, where's that at?
I visit, even at work, people are like, I've only went there one time and that was it. So it's not really popular.
Yeah, no.
But there's like little towns around us, like little communities even.
Yeah.
And their houses are burning down and everything. So it's crazy over here.
It's been so heartbreaking. Like, people's houses are burning down. They have to, like, they evacuated everybody. The road is shut down. Like, even my uncle, my uncle and auntie and my cousins and everybody, like, that side of the family has had to evacuate because it's so bad over there. Mm-hmm. It's just so heartbreaking. You see people, like, on Facebook and stuff, and... Yeah, Facebook, where they've been posting, like, do you know, we're trying to find my dad, he's missing, we don't know where, we haven't heard from him in days, and he's, like, an elderly man. I'm like, that's so awful to go through. And God bless my mom, because Sunday we get back, and they came back early, because they had gone up there with us to go to the zoo and the Monster Jam, to take my cousins / brothers that they're adopting, and so they came back. My mom's like, or I'm like, oh, hey, mom, we're leaving now. We'll see you home soon and stuff. And we get back and she's like, I've made 7 pounds of enchiladas and rice and beans to take to them. So they have like a home cooked meal to eat. And she's like, a lot of them don't, because like a lot of people are like, you know, your house, you don't know if your house is going to go up in flames. You just lost everything. And like, you can't be, like, buying food every day. So my mom, God bless that woman, made all that food for them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, like, so proud of her.
But there's also some bad that's coming with it. You want to explain?
Oh, so then yesterday they needed power surge. So my mom went over there and gave them power surge.
Well, not even just, like, one time. It's, like, been multiple happening times ever since.
Because my dad said there was, like, I'm just going to say it, a crackhead that walks by mom's house and walking up the street, you know, doing her drugs and stuff. Mm-hmm. That was there getting food from the people.
The whole thing for the food and stuff is for the people that had to leave their homes.
From
their
homes, those communities, not from here. Are more than likely,
like, burning, their houses probably burned down and stuff like that. They're for food and clothes and, like, necessities and stuff like that so they can survive.
Yeah.
And there's people that are going there that are still living here in town, because here in town we are not, like, in danger yet. So there's people just, like, going for freebies when it's, like, there's people that need it more.
Yeah, and that's not okay.
Yeah.
I hate it. It pisses me off. Because, like, you can't even, like, the community can't even do one nice thing without these awful people going and being like, well, I need it now.
Yeah, and it's not, like, pulling out one individual person. It's, like, happening. A bunch of people are talking about it, how it's happening. And I don't know, it's crazy.
Oh, you heard it too?
Mm-hmm. And I've also seen that people are stealing from other people's houses.
Yep.
When they go to look at the fire or something.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy.
It's like, I swear, this damn town. This is what happens when you go from a small community. I mean, the town isn't all bad. It's really not. You get the same people that are like, I hate this town, I'm going to leave, but never do leave. Or if they do leave, they're always in the drama here. But it's not all bad. It's just...
That's what was crazy too. When we first got to Denver, it's so crazy seeing all these people there.
Yeah.
Like, from where we're, like, even in Albuquerque, New Mexico, that's, like, kind of our bigger city here. And there's not even that many people that we see. Like, over there, we're literally just in downtown and there's people walking everywhere. There's, like, tons of people. And, like, I was telling Charlene, I was like, I hope you don't take this, like, rude or anything when I was telling you about it. And I was like, but, like, it's crazy to come here because you realize how small of a person you are. Because, like, here in Las Vegas, you're, like, used to being, like, it's so tiny of a community. Not tiny compared to like Denver.
Yeah.
But it's like when you go over to big cities like that, you realize how like small of a human you are compared to the whole world.
Yeah.
And that's just one city. Like imagine New York that has millions.
Even the homeless people are classy over there. They don't bother you. They don't do nothing.
Where we were, all you see is people, like most of the people walking there are dressed in these nice ass suits with their Louis Vuitton bags and their Gucci shoes and like tons of them. And it's not even like, I thought it was dangerous. I mean, it probably maybe is. We went for a couple of days, but there's even like girls that walk around in their expensive shit on their phones, not even paying attention.
Yeah.
And I was like, shit, in New Mexico, you'd get like kidnapped if you were being like that.
Hell, it's crazy. Like, remember when we went to Albuquerque and we saw this girl and we're like, ooh, you gotta be careful. Mm-hmm.
It's so crazy.
And that's like my biggest fear because like, I had this, when I was working at the hair salon, I had a coworker whose family member moved to Albuquerque, and his first month of living in Albuquerque, he was at a Walmart, and he was just getting out, and somebody fucking pulled a gun on him, and they're like, give us a ride.
Even if you step into the Walmarts there, it's crazy. When we went one time, I think Charlene was doing her thing for her haircutting.
Your license, yeah.
We went into Walmart, and we're like, what do we need? I think we needed like waters or something, right?
We needed something.
Some kind of supplies, and we were just walking around the store, whatever, seeing how it is. But that's not like something you do there because it's crazy. And in front of us, like there's these people that would just stay watching us. And like over there, human trafficking is a huge thing.
Huge.
Like gigantic. So you don't just like walk around just to fuck around. Mm-mm. And then these people in front of us, like they were like just walking by stealing shit. Like they would just grab it like out in the open. And there was workers, like workers would see them.
Yeah.
And they would just grab it and put it in their pants like bunch of shit, and I was like, fuck, like it's crazy, like for real.
Yeah, me and Jaden do not go to the stores, and we do not go to Walmarts. Mm-hmm. I went to Walmarts with my mom, and I'm like, oh, I'm like, mom, you stay close.
The only place you do that is like in Santa Fe is kind of, the way I explain it is like kind of like a smaller Denver, I would say. Some parts look the same. The vibe kind of feels the same.
Vibe feels the same, definitely.
Yeah, but that's crazy, y'all.
Yeah, but
it's crazy to feel how small you are compared to everybody. Because, yeah, like, there's so many people there that you realize that, like, you're like,
nothing.
Not like you're nothing or that you don't mean anything. But, like, compared to all these people, your life is, like, whole, like, different than theirs.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
We were also downtown, though.
Anywhere. Like, that's why I say, imagine, like, New York that has millions of people in their city, mm-hmm, or California that has millions of people. Like, imagine, like, that's just Denver. It's so crazy.
It was crazy, but it was so much fun, so well worth it. We loved it. Oh, mm-hmm, we'll do it again.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll do it again, for sure.
I got to see two mountain lions in person eating a deer.
Oh, my gosh, you did.
I was driving home from work Friday, I think. No, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Last Wednesday. And I see this animal on the side of the road. I'm like, is that a dog? Because if you guys seen those videos everywhere online, there's like people hit a dog and it dies and its friend like stays by them to like protect him. And so I thought it was like one of those. And I get closer and I'm like, is that a cat? And then I drive by and it scares them. And then I realize that they're trying to eat a deer. Like the deer was already eaten a little bit and they were trying to like pull it. It was crazy to see natural animals do that shit, because you don't see that every day. That was the first time I've ever seen anything like that.
That was insane for him. But I just want to say, like, I hope, like, if you're not from here and you do want to come down to New Mexico, please don't be scared.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be weary, just like everywhere. But Albuquerque, you just have to know. Look at, like, even if you look online, you'll know how
just to, because how it we is. Have, I think the whole entire state has, like, a huge drug problem. Mm-hmm. And like,
yeah, we're like at the top of the list.
Yeah.
And we're like at the bottom of like school shit, like education too. Yeah. So that plays a big part in it.
That does play a big part in it. Just like poor choices that, you know, a lot of people make. It, you know, some it's not their fault. Sometimes addiction just takes over your life and people try to get help and stuff. It's just hard, I think. It's hard for some people in order to get the help, you must want the help. And
yeah, but you can't, that, like, yeah, that goes for some people, but just from, like, what you see, it's, like, you can't use that as, like, an excuse for bad people that are actually doing bad stuff.
I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying, like, I don't want to scare people because there is a huge drug problem, and a lot of people that do bad stuff do it because they have this addiction.
Yeah, But there is like human trafficking. That's like a big thing.
That's just
like you. There's like you don't have to be scared of all New Mexico. It's just like here in their parts. But Albuquerque is probably like that. Their part where like the majority of it is bad.
You get an I-40 and bam, you're gone.
Yeah, that's like how quick that even like that. That's how quick they can like take somebody.
Because even like me and Jane always stop at this one gas station. We always stop there with my mom too, and they kidnapped this girl. Thank God they found her from that gas station right there in Santo Domingo. They kidnapped a girl. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I mean, you have to be wary everywhere because you could be like,
yeah, like here you say, it's not just like New Mexico. It could be anywhere. But like Albuquerque, hate, like, even people that live there hate it on it because of how bad it is.
Yeah, but then we also seen people that have moved there. Like, I have a classmate that moved there, and she's thriving, and she has two kids and everything.
But that comes with, like, knowing your surroundings.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I don't know. I guess it's all certain parts.
My auntie lives there. I guess it just depends. Mm-hmm. It does just depend.
Yeah, you don't have to be scared to go to New Mexico, but I'm pretty sure New Mexico isn't, like, the first on the list to go to vacation. Oh, really?
Why is all the tourists here?
Because they come for the couple days because it sounds nice. You don't live here. About this.
Where it was like, the tourists come over here and they're like, oh my God, Las Vegas is so pretty. I'm like, first off, how'd you hear about us?
Exactly. Because, I mean, we're not the only, I don't even know if we were the original Las Vegas, but we match with Las Vegas, Nevada.
We're the original.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, see, then like they stole it from us, our name. But our town's nice. Like, I wouldn't complain about our town. It's not really bad.
No.
But, like, tourists come because it's pretty here, and our surroundings are pretty, at least before the fire.
Yeah.
We're pretty. But, like, they don't stay long enough to, like, get, like, the culture and the vibe and stuff like that, to understand it. But there is tourists, and you are going to like it. Just, like, there's probably people that say, oh, Denver is so trashy and it sucks. Yeah. But we were there for 4 days, and we thought it was nice.
And, like, they also say, like, New Mexicans are very rude. And I think it's because of the way we talk.
Everybody in Colorado is nice. So they'll just talk to you just to talk to you.
They're, like, Canadians. Yeah. That's how nice they are.
Like, every whole elevator ride, someone would just start a conversation.
They're like, where are you from?
We met a cool guy at the comedy show, which his mom happened to be from New Mexico. Uh-huh. He was nice. Like, they're just people just start random conversations with you.
Yeah.
Even on the road, they're like, they just say like, oh, hello, or thank you, or something like simple.
But I think the way people think New Mexicans are rude because of the way we talk. Because I'd be like, what are you doing? Are we going or what?
It sounds like you're being like sarcastic. Yeah. Kind of. But it's crazy. That was like a crazy thing to witness too.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think that's why most people don't really stay.
Jane became a city folk while we were there.
That's all I kept saying. Like, even my style, the way I was dressing started changing up. And we were leaving, and I was like, damn it, we're not city folks no more.
He's like, I'm a country boy.
We're back to our little old town. We're country folks now.
But we had a blast. Well, we loved it there. Mm. We really did. We
for sure want to go back.
Jane's like, let's move here. I'm like, no. We can't afford it. Don't start thinking like that.
Yeah.
This is rich folk. The middle class.
But yeah, it's been a while. It's been a couple weeks. We're not doing video. And sadly, the past two podcasts I haven't put up. And they won't be coming up.
We're looking a little musty, dusty, crusty today.
Yeah, we're not doing a video today because like we look trashy. Charlene had appointments crusty today and everything. Like we were just doing, like we've been so busy lately.
Yeah.
Awful. And I'm finishing up school, which I'm going to be a college graduate in Woo! A couple weeks.
I'm so happy. My baby, he a businessman. You know him. He do his damn thing.
But yeah, I know I say this.
He threw that shit down, flipped it, and reversed it. That's what he did.
But now that school's ending, I know I say this all the time, but now for sure, because I don't have school in the way, I will for sure put more time on the podcast and make it even better. I have ideas for Charlene that we're talking through and like a bunch of stuff coming. It's just like these things have kind of like a time when they have to start. We start getting them ready.
Yeah, there's like a
right
lot
now we're kind of like in a plateau mode where we're just doing it until we can start upgrading, like in doing stuff the way we're going to do it.
Yeah. Like me and Jaden, oh my gosh, we've had so much going on in the past couple of weeks. It's been so insane. We want to talk about it. Just right now, we don't know what's happening and stuff. Like, so we just can't at
like,
the moment.
We'll talk about it when it starts happening. But that's why I say like we're going to upgrade the podcast like major. Like it's going to look completely different. It's going to look like social media presence and everything is going to look different.
Yeah.
It's just like that stuff takes, it's like there's a time where we like, then we start doing it. Like we're still, we're in that period where we're like, just do it until we could start doing it slowly, upgrading, getting it all ready. So we're going to wait till season three. I know season one was like 25 episodes, something like that. This one will maybe be like 30, 35 maybe.
Yeah.
So it'll take time, but I promise.
And we're going to get there. You know, me and Jay have big plans for us. We know our community isn't that big, but we are planning to grow our community.
Yeah, like I know our community is not huge, but that doesn't like mean we just like keep it like that.
Yeah.
We want to like make it better so we keep the people we have happy.
Bigger, better, faster, stronger.
And we bring in more people. And it's my plan and what we've been talking about is like for it to look completely different. Upgrade everything from how it looks, how the system works, how everything. But that's just things that we're working out slowly and surely until it's going to come out.
Yeah. But just know, like, we still, you know, we haven't said, like, you know, before we used to be like, thank you guys so much for the love and support. We still very much appreciate the love and support that we have received and continue to receive. And just know we're always going to be grateful for especially every one of you, single one of you guys.
We truly appreciate it in these times when we're, like, so busy and it's, like, we don't have the time to be putting our first, like, our attention onto it.
Yeah.
And these are the times when we thank you guys a lot. We really appreciate it because you don't have to, like, stick with us. And you guys still do. We still have the same listeners every week that tune in.
Yeah, and all we do is just get on here and talk our shit. And yeah,
I hope you guys enjoy it because we enjoy it.
We do. This is, like, our downtime to, like, you know, focus on ourselves, focus on communicating with each other. So we have, like, a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Super nice. But yeah, we have big things coming. We're gonna put more time now that school's finishing, and yeah, the future's
looking hopefully bright for
hopefully.
Us
excited fingers for crossed. The future. Yeah, so hope everything goes to plan. If not, we always work things around.
Yes,
we're not the type to just succumb to failure or not when things don't go their way.
Yes, my leg is still broke. It's not broken, it's still hurt. You guys, you swear, there's like a Llorona around because all we hear is screaming.
Yeah. Do you hear that?
Yeah. It's the TV.
They're at a thing. Yeah.
I was like, ooh.
But I wish we can explain what we want to do now, but I want it to be like a surprise.
Yeah.
I want it to be like, oh shit, they're like upgrading. Like it's looking good and stuff like that.
Be like, Alexa, play Upgrade Ya.
What's that?
Let me upgrade that one song. I don't know what it's by.
No, don't even start looking it up, baby. That's Charlene's thing. I don't ever say it, but like she in the middle of a conversation, she'll want to look up something, and it just like kills the conversation.
Guys, this is me in real life. So I'm like, oh, you know who? He's in so-and-so movie. He's like, who?
We'll be going like in a nice conversation, and she'll just pause to look, and it's happened. I cut it out on the podcast, but I'm pretty sure you guys can listen. And she just starts looking it up, and I'm like, BB, hurry up. And it just, like, you can't pick up where you left off.
But I can. But I can.
Sometimes it works.
It always works for me.
But, yeah, it feels good to be back. Sorry we didn't put one out last week.
Yeah, Jan got effed up.
Effed up. Never again.
But we're going to go back when Charlene he turns 21.
Charlene got effed up the day after me, too. Oh, but I did. She's, like, used to it. So
I'm not used to it.
It doesn't do anything.
Guys, I didn't, like, start smoking weed until March. Mm-hmm. End of March.
Like, when you got your medical card.
When I got my medical card.
Yeah. But, like, explain it. You were all fascinated by the dispensary that was there. I didn't even get to go in because I'm not of age.
You're not of age.
So I was standing, like, you know, want to know how so weird it was? All these, like, people walking in and out of the building, and I'm just, like, standing there on my phone.
And he's like, are you almost done? Like, I gotta get
like,
cash.
I know one of those thoughts went through his head. I know they were like, oh, he's waiting for somebody to buy him weed. Poor him. Exactly. That's what they were probably thinking.
But he was waiting.
But what happened? You found these edibles that you thought were so nice.
Waffle cookies. So my coworker had waffle cookies. And he's like, here, try one. And I was like, ooh.
The regular waffle cookies.
Waffle cookies.
I've always seen them. I always wanted to try them. They look good.
So I got a thing of waffle cookies. I'm like, oh, yeah, these are pretty cool. I ate the whole damn thing. And I was like, later, I'm like, oh.
Like if someone that doesn't smoke, you know you don't eat the whole edibles ever. Like, that's just, like, a thing.
Okay, at least I think my leg was hurting so bad. I'm like, I need to go to bed right now. And it didn't kick in until like an hour later.
And it kicked in like how mine kicked in.
Yeah.
Like that is as far as what you told me.
Yeah.
And I was like, see, now you know how I wasn't over-exaggerating.
I never said and you I was
like messed up for like the next day too. Like my mind was messing me up. I knew I wasn't high, but my mind was like fucking me over. And then we were watching J. Cole and Valentina, shout out to them.
Yeah.
We're watching their video and how she was talking about how her first time she tried weed. She like she felt had like a bad she trip. Yeah, she felt like she was like dehumanization, I guess that's what she said.
Yeah.
Or something alter reality or something. Like it feels like you're not there. And that's how I was feeling. And I was like, fuck, like I know what she was dealing with. And I was like she said that she even deals with it now. And I'm like so happy it went away because I couldn't deal with that.
I always tell Jaden, I'm like, because I feel like I'm like doing hardcore drugs. I'm like, Jaden, do you feel like I'm like, am I druggy or something?
But like, she doesn't just do it to do it, and it's just weed, but still, like, she's just doing it to sleep and for her pain. Yeah, we're on vacation and we just wanted to like
To try it.
But I mean, that's just one time
thing. I always listen to Mile Higher podcast, and Mile Higher lives by it, they stand by it. Mm-hmm. There's huge difference between using it as a medicine versus using it as recreational use. I mean, if you do it, good for you. No shame on you. Do it. Do your thing, baby boo. But me, it's not something I can do all the time because I don't want to feel like that all the time. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I wouldn't know. I mean, after realizing that, I would never want to be like that all the time either.
And actually, me and Jim were like on TikTok one day, like a while back, where if you smoke weed chronically, like a lot, like your stomach hurts.
Yeah, there was this girl I saw, and she was like, I regret smoking so much because like it messes up your stomach where you don't get hungry or you get like really bad stomach pains unless you smoke and you eat, because like their body functions off of it. So the only time they're ever hungry or want to eat something is when they smoke.
Yeah.
And this girl had to take I don't know if it was a drink or a pill or something just for her stomach pains. Like the stomach starts like eating itself kind of. Ugh. Because like you don't feel hungry, and it's crazy. Like it's like weed is good for you and bad for you if you use it wrong.
Yeah, if you use it wrong, there's stuff that will happen. If you use it correctly, you know, you get the benefits of it.
Yeah.
And you, like, I tell people, like, it helps me sleep. Imagine, because, like, I went to, before I had started smoking, I had gone, well, not smoking, before I started eating edibles, I had gone to a therapy. And they were going to, like, I was like, I can't sleep. Like, I have these horrible nightmares. You guys already know why. Yeah, I don't need to elaborate.
Yeah.
You know, my grandpa, my sister, everything that happened.
Their death, yeah.
Yeah. So, I have a hard time sleeping. And so I went to the therapist and they're like, well, we could try, you know, medications for this and that. And, you know, we could see how it help. But, you know, I listened to Mile Higher. Yeah, stand by them. The opiate, the freaking big pharmacies make so much money on these freaking pharmaceutical drugs.
They're a $1 billion industry.
And that's why they don't get rid of them. Versus something that, you know, you if you use... If, you know, a kid, you know, do your thing. Mm-hmm. If you use it, it helps you sleep. There's benefits to actually doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, it, you know, all this stuff was not working for me. And I was like, one night I had a horrible nightmare and I didn't get no sleep. And I got my mom crying. I'm like, I hate it already. I don't know what to do. And she was like, let me help you. She's like, I know what will help you. So she goes and she gets me, what's it called? Sleepies,
like CBD. They're pretty much CBD gummies. It's not nothing.
CBD gummies.
It's not even weed or anything. No. Like there's like not even enough to there's even do anything.
Barely anything in there. So I start taking those, and oh my gosh,
CBD works really good. Charlene has this.
I have CBD,
and CBD is legal, so it's not like you're doing anything bad. Yeah. But she has this pen, or she had this pen while I was driving to Denver. And it like calms you down. And I needed it at some points because like I've driven to Albuquerque one time, and that's the biggest kind of highway kind of thing I've driven on.
Yeah.
And this is freaking Denver, so it's huge. And so I'm like, here, I need one a little bit. So I took one and it like calms you down. It's crazy. Like you're used to weed kind of like if say you smoke enough is like I did, and it like messes you up. Like it makes you trip. But CBD just like, it's weird how it does nothing to your brain. It just like calms your body. It doesn't even calm it where it feels weird. It just, like, slows your heart.
You could
like,
feel your little heart slow down. Yeah,
it just, like, you could feel your anxiety and all that going away. Yeah. I could never explain it, how it just, like, you don't even realize it's happening, but it feels like you can breathe better and you're like.
You can really ask Jaden, like, ever since everything happened, I've had such bad anxiety where I can't even drive on the freaking highways anymore.
Yeah. Now I have to drive her because of her foot.
Yeah.
But, like, even before she stopped driving because of it,
I couldn't,
which I don't mind.
Like, we would go and I'm like, I can't drive. Mm-hmm. You have to drive because I can't. Like, the anxiety.
And it when she me. Did, she would, like, freak out on the road, and it would be scary because she would, like, freak out driving, where it would be scary
and
sometimes.
You could ask me, I have never been the person. I would get on the road and be like, let's go. I was going to drive us to Denver like 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I was like, let's go. I'm not the person.
I wanted to talk about that too, but you can go ahead and finish what you wanted to say.
I'm just like, I was going to say, I'm not the type of person that has these fears. And all of a sudden I develop these fears and everything. And, you know, I am grateful that, you know, that I found something that helps me out to sleep, to not get as many nightmares as I was getting. You know, I still have my nightmares here. That you could ask Jaden, I'm like, BB, I'm scared. Can you please hug me? He's like, are you okay? What's wrong? I'm like, the moment I close my eyes, I have these nightmares. Mm-hmm. And so I still get them. I'm not saying they don't, but it's not every single night the way it used to be.
Yeah. So obviously it's helping you a little bit.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to talk, like you, I know we said it when we're talking about our vacation, how we wanted to go to like Denver 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
And we were going to go watch a baseball game and stuff. And like all the sketchy hotels we were looking at, like after seeing Denver there, I don't know, the parts we were at were really nice. Like, fancy, like, rich people parts.
Yeah.
And but I'm pretty sure, like, we went to a part where it wasn't like the best neighborhood. It kind of looked like Santa Fe Albuquerque. Yeah. Like the parts that are the best, and it's like those, their hotels that we're looking at were probably there. And it's crazy to think, like, me and Charlene went from when we first started dating, like 2 years after that, maybe like a year, no, like two, we went from barely being able to afford getting McDonald's once, like whenever we want, like we were able to get McDonald's once, maybe a month, like not even a month. Like we had less than $20 to our name. And then when we were going to Denver, we told you guys like how we couldn't afford it. Like all we had, what did we have? Like
we had $500 to go.
I think we had less. Was I think we 300? Had like three. And that was just from like graduation money and stuff like that. And now we're like literally 3 weeks before our vacation, we're like, it was just, let's, like, we're like, we told you guys, we're planning to go to Coachella and go to Vegas, Las Vegas, Nevada, and all that. Like, we were just like sitting there one day, and we're like, let's go on vacation.
Yeah.
And like, we did it. It's crazy. Like, I've been wanting to talk about it, but it's crazy, like, how much we've grown together. Like the shit that we used to say back then, we're like, one day we'll be able to go on vacation. One day we won't have to worry about if we want food.
And we could pay our bills. Mm-hmm. Or one day we'll be able to get ourselves a car. Mm-hmm. And like, me and Jaden are beyond blessed and very grateful that we have the things that we have and the opportunities that we've been able to have because, you know, we manage our money. We don't settle for less. Mm-hmm. We work hard for the things that we want to achieve.
Yeah, and that's what like I was so like astounded by, being like in the city, seeing all the skyscrapers is like wow, like a couple of years ago
we
couldn't even afford food.
Yeah,
like we couldn't, like, could barely afford gas, remember?
Yeah,
like it was crazy. And now it, like we're fine, like we don't have to worry about what we're gonna eat next, or like putting gas in the car, or and like if a bill comes up we're able to pay
like,
it.
Like, remember, it's when crazy. We could only put $10 of gas.
Like it was awful. Like it, I still awful. Remember, like, we used to even be able to put like five, remember?
Jaden,
remember, like, I would put five in the truck. Yeah. That's like a drive to the house and back.
Jaden's such an ass, because the first year we started dating, I had gone to Albuquerque with you guys. And he goes, remember when you went to Albuquerque with us with $10?
No, I didn't say it rude, but I was like,
no, remember? I know, you're not an ass.
Like, I'm saying it like how I'm saying this. Like, remember when you had $20 to go to Albuquerque?
Yeah.
And it was like crazy to think, like, now we're like fine. Like, Charlene bought herself her nice Michael Kors just like that. Like, like in an hour she made the decision to do it. It's like crazy to think that we're doing this. Like, and I hope it only goes, because we're like in nowhere rich or anything. It's just like we manage our money well, where we kind of set ourselves up for situations where we're fine.
Yeah,
but like I hope it goes up from there. And it, I hope, like, I just look for the benefit for us. But like, now I'm like, lately I've been like, wow, like, look at all the shit, like all the bad shit that's going on, and money isn't our biggest problem right now.
No, it's not our problem at all.
And it's all whatsoever. It's all about like being smart with it. We're not saying we're rich or anything, but like if you, like I know in some circumstances, like even before like you found your job and stuff, like it was hard to, like you can't just be like, oh, you gotta be smart with money and stuff, because like you witnessed it in the first place.
Yeah.
But like if you're like, if you have a good paying job or something and like you're still running out of money, you got to kind of look at where you're putting your money. And I guarantee you, you might have some, like extra. I said, it doesn't go for everybody. Like everybody's in a different place.
You
know,
sometimes you have kids and you want to put your kids in these sports and stuff. And that's good. That's like managing your money correctly for those situations. You may not have a little bit extra here and there, but you're giving your kids not necessarily what they need, but what they want. Mm-hmm. And that's something good to be putting your money towards.
Because especially for kids, because kids, like, they need to witness stuff to grow. They need to experience. Like, if they want to do sports, let them try it, even if they don't like it, because that's how they become the people they are when they grow up. I'm listening to, like, freaking, what's his name, Dave Ramsey. He's, like, a financial coach kind of thing.
Oh, no.
This ain't that. But, like, I just want to say, like, it's crazy to see where we were to where we are now in a, like, and it was rough.
Look,
like I told Charlene today, like, it's crazy. Like, she talks about her work and you guys witness it firsthand because we're doing the podcast then, like how awful her, like how much she used to work, how tired she used to be and everything. And she was like, oh, I could do it. Like, right. You were like, I could do it. It was an easy $1,000.
Yeah.
She was like, it was an easy $1,000. And I tell her, I'm like, no, it wasn't easy. Like,
and that's when it clicked to me. Like, he was like, BB, he was like, it wasn't easy. He's like, remember all those days you'd get home tired?
Remember waking up at 5 a.m, putting your shirt on and just going to work?
I would go in at 5 a.m, and then they'd be like, well, we need you to stay all day. And I'd be like,
and you would get home at 7. Remember every single day? It wasn't easy. And then I tell her, like, looking back at the bad shit, it doesn't seem so awful because you got through it. But when you actually think about it, when you were in it, it wasn't fun.
Yeah.
So nothing was easy and it was awful, but it's crazy to see like where we were and where we are now. It's so crazy.
Yeah. Me and Jane are doing so much better in life.
And it's all about like making good decisions. Like life is about making decisions, and whether it's good or bad, you got to strive to make the good ones. And if it's not the good ones, you got to deal with the consequences of either one. That's how
let's say you have to make a decision for that while, like, it's not your fault.
Life decisions, they come down to like if you have to do it, you have to do it. But there's there's decisions in life for everybody. There's decisions in life where like you could either do one thing and it's like the bad thing, or you could choose to do like the better option. It may be the harder one, it may be the sucky one, but you can decide to do that one and it'll be smarter for you longevity. Or you could do the bad one, say like a perfect example would be like you're out of money, you're dead broke. You could choose to sell drugs to get the money up or do something to get the money right like in that second. Or you could choose to like
work at McDonald's,
work harder, work at McDonald's
and work your way up from there.
Work at McDonald's until you can find something better or something.
No shame on McDonald's workers because I thought
you were gonna say no shame on drug dealers because that's a whole different thing.
But
it's like decisions like that. Like that's what like most people, and that's like where it comes to like Albuquerque too, is because like selling drugs is fast. It gets fast money, but there's risk involved with it. There's your life on the line.
Yeah.
And then like most people go to it because it's fast, but they make that decision. And those are all the consequences that come with it, is your life being on the line and everything.
Yeah.
Or you could go work. Like when I was younger, I was little and I would even think about that. I'm like, how come these drug people don't just like go work at McDonald's? But then as you grow up, you're like, it's fast, it's easy.
But everybody puts like fast, they're like, oh, it's McDonald's, I'm not gonna be working there. Yeah.
And then ego plays a big part of it too, because everybody's ego, they keep it too big where they kind of feel embarrassed if they go work at McDonald's or something.
Yeah.
But like there's decisions like that where you could choose to sell drugs or go work at McDonald's and wait till you have money coming in at least, and you wait till you find something better. Like decisions like that, or there's like one where you try the drugs and that drug could lead to you having an addiction and ruining your life.
You were just listening to Josh's book. That's a good example.
That's why I'm saying
Josh Peck.
Yeah, Josh Peck. He came out with his book. It's a really good book if you guys want to check it out. It's called Happy People Are Annoying. But he talks about his drug addiction and how he tried it. In his whole life, he had to take care of his mom because his dad was never in the picture. His dad was like this super rich dude and never helped him out.
Real quick, his mom got pregnant with him when she was in her 40s, and his dad was 60.
Yeah, so he was, like, this super wealthy guy. Like, he doesn't even say the name, but he was super wealthy.
Yeah.
And so they go to court, and he gives them a little bit of money when Josh was a little kid. But other than that, like, Josh did acting and comedy and all that to take care of his mom so they could pay their apartment. Like, there was times where they had to move cross country because they couldn't afford the rent in New York. And that New York is, like, where acting kind of stuff is, or it was around his time. And so he had to take care of him, and he, like, started taking drugs because it helped feel like the pressure was lifted off of him. But then he realized later on that the drugs were making him worse of a people because he was losing acting jobs. He said that he lost a big old movie that could have took his career crazy. Like, he could have been like Brad Pitt level, and he lost it because the drugs would make him tired and lazy, and he just, like, didn't want to be there, and, like, he just ruined his life. But that's why I say it's so hard for people because of, like, stuff like that. The drugs make him feel better, but then you have to think, like how I said, you can make a decision to take the drug, and you can get an addiction, and it can ruin your life. But Josh was, like, the lucky ones that, like, changed it. Or you can choose to be like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
And you choose not to hang out with those type of people, and you get better. Like, it's, like, I've seen it. I witnessed it firsthand.
I witnessed it firsthand, too, because I don't want to talk too much about it because it's not my story to tell.
It's not, I'm not going to say anything about, I could talk about how I experienced it, but it's not my place to be talking about other people.
Yeah, and it's not my story to tell or anything. But somebody close to me, you know, they had a drug problem, and they chose, and I'm so proud of this person, they chose to, you know, better their life for the people around them. Mm-hmm. And that speaks volumes on their behalf. I'm like, don't ever, ever be ashamed that you had addiction, because look what you overcame. You made those choices to overcome
it. The reason I say is because I've seen people that I used to hang out with and stuff, like, take that wrong choice in life and make that wrong choice. And, like, that you could see it now, that the choice that, like, what they're experiencing. It's crazy to think about. And Daniel
was one sniff away from ending up there.
Yeah, like, just kidding. It's sad to say, but I wasn't, like, a sniff away. Like, I wasn't going to do that. But, it, like, I guarantee you, like, without, like, Charlene helping me and guiding me, like, it, like, my life could be totally different. It's so crazy. And, like, it would have truly been totally different because of the people I was hanging out with.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
But
what, like, the people around you, they, like, play a big old part of, like, how, what you become.
It's like, that same, like, tell me who you hang out with.
And you could tell you how you'll end up or something. Like, it's true. Like, I've witnessed it. It's so crazy to think about. But, yeah, I say, like, yeah, there's choices in life where you can't choose. But there is, even when it comes to those, you can choose to do the better thing. Even if it sucks.
It's just hard. Like, and there's going to be relapses. Like, of course you're going to relapse. Addiction is hard. Addiction is not always a choice. Addiction takes over your life.
Oh, I know, but I'm not talking about addiction. Oh. I'm just talking about life in general. Like, when it comes to the big decisions in life, even the sucky version may be the better version for you.
Yeah.
Usually stuff that comes fast and quick is the stuff that goes away just as fast. Yeah. So you got to, I mean, it sucks to say, but you have to, like, kind of, like, struggle and be in the sucky place for a while before things start getting better.
It was like
Charlene witnessed it, like we were saying, like, how sucky it was. We couldn't even put gas in our cars or anything. Mm-hmm. And now look at us. Like, you got to go through the struggle to actually, like, get.
And we're not saying, like, oh, we're above everybody, or this will last forever, because it won't. But
we're just saying we made the good decisions
better
that got us to this point. Just like everybody else listening could do, they can make the good decisions to better themselves if they're not in the pace that they want to be at. And so it's just, like, it takes kind of, like, you could say it takes hard work, but you don't realize you're doing the work when you're doing it.
No, exactly. Like we always say that we want to do better, so that way if we ever decide to bring children into this world, you know, they don't have to go through the struggles we have to go through. They don't have to go through the stuff that we have to go through. Not that we're going to raise them like brats, because they're going to work just as hard as we did, but that way they don't have to, like, struggle. Mm-hmm. You know, be like me and my sister, we would have to go out to, like, something for band. We would go somewhere for band. My mom's like, okay, well, I have like $15 for the both of you. Can you guys make that work? And my sister would be like, we'll make it work. Mm-hmm. And, like, oh, I'm going to cry. But, like, I'm so happy, like, me and my sister, like, went through that, because, like, look at the way we turned out now. Like, we're good, amazing workers. And, you know, like nothing has ever, like we hit like we hit a wall, we know we'll overcome it, mm-hmm. like easily, and like that's what I'm grateful for.
That's why like I feel more comfortable now. Like I said, we're not even rich. Like we're in a place where like if we right before we went to Colorado, a bagel bill came up, and we were blessed enough to be able to pay that like $800. Which is like a lot to us.
We had to change our tires for you wondering.
And that came up it sucked. Like it sucks for it to happen, but like we're in a good place where we can do that. And I know most people can't, but like, that's why I'm not like afraid to like be like how we are now. Like to go, I'm not afraid to like go back to like, Charlene is always afraid. She's like, even now, like that's going on with like her job and stuff. She's like, I just don't want to go back to being as poor as we were.
Yeah.
And I was like, we will never, like, we're in a whole different mindset. We're not the type to just like give up and succumb to anything.
Which like I wasn't before either. Like that's why I left the hair salon. I was literally paying to work there, and that's
why I tell you, like, those are the decisions you make that you chose for you, and you knew you're better than that. Mm-hmm. And look at what happened. Yeah. It's all, that's how I think. I know it's probably not like the best, but I think life is all about choices, and that whether what you choose is always how your life is going to end up. Because like, I think it kind of goes.
You know, but like, what if you work somewhere and then boom, somebody else chooses to fire you?
What do you mean?
Like, let's say you have a job, right? And then
that's like. That's like life. Like you can't control that kind of like stuff that out of your control.
I know,
you can't.
If somebody gets fired and then they have to live in their car because they lost their house.
I know that's like the sucky stuff. That's what life is. Like life doesn't give no shits about you. Yeah. You just have to. You
life can't succumb. Life is the only thing that likes to fuck you. Yeah, that's like, the only thing that likes to life bend you is over the one thing
that
you.
Doesn't care about happiness. Doesn't care about if you're sad. It doesn't care. Like it literally just life. It's like that's it. But I was gonna say, what was I saying? I don't remember what I was talking about.
Oh, but you were saying how, like, life's all about choices and stuff.
Like I said, I don't know if it's, like, the bad stuff. I don't know if it's bad to think it like that. But I think life's about choices. And, like, I don't know. I know it sounds like it's kind of like the butterfly. I remember what I was going to say. Yeah. It's kind of like the butterfly effect. Just from what I experience, like, what I feel like it is, like, how the butterfly effect is kind of just, like, a saying for like how one little thing could cause like a bigger thing.
Yeah.
But that's how kind of how I think it is like one bad choice could ruin your whole life or one good choice can change your life. And one, like, I don't know. That's how I think is like one, like you say no to some job offer or something and you could have just ruined your life there. Or you say yes. Like I said, you say yes to a drug and that could ruin your life. Like, I feel like that's how life is all about choices is like how one thing can always change the trajectory of how your life is gonna go.
Yeah, Jaden, like before he got his job now, I told him, I was like, you have the right to be picky in what you want to work at. Mm-hmm. I was like, learn from me, because I would take any job I could freaking get.
But that's just like with the position you were in, like,
yeah, exactly.
You had to kind of like, you felt like you had to.
And I was telling him, like, you be as picky as you want. And he would call me, he's like, hey, I just got out this interview. They said I have to be on call from 9 in the morning to 11 at night. Should I take it? I'm like, it's up
for
to
like
you.
For like a retail job, like Walgreens. It was Walgreens.
And I was like, it's up to you, but you do not have to. And he's like,
okay. Who stays on call for Walgreens? Like, that's not like stocking candy and stuff.
Yeah.
But I thought you were going to talk about my job I have now.
Oh, his job now. He calls me. He's like, because they had called him before and they're like, hey, we decided to go with somebody else.
Yeah.
So and so.
They're like, oh.
But if anything opens up.
We're impressed by you or something. Because they sent me an email and they're like, you didn't get the job or whatever.
Yeah. So I'm at work and I'm like delivering all happy. I'm like, da-da-da-da-da. I'm going throughout my day and listening to my podcast. And I get a call from Jaden. And he's like, BB, they just offered me a job, but it's in Santa Fe. I'm like, no, walk away. He's like, I turned it down. I'm like, oh, hold on.
I had turned it down because that same, like that year before. I, like, right before we started the podcast, literally, like, a couple weeks, and, like, it was in Santa Fe, too, and it just, like, I went that first day, like, the job was from, what was it, 3 a.m?
It was, like, 5 a.m.
to 1 p.m.
Yeah.
And, like, it just sucked, like, as soon as I finished that one day, it was, like, supposed to be, like, a training day, and they put me out to work already.
Yeah.
And I was, like, fuck no. And so when they said Santa Fe, I was like, fuck. I was like, I didn't want to be in Santa Fe. And then I told them no. And I told them, I was like, yeah, because I went to Santa Fe and that was kind of the whole reason why why it didn't work out.
And so he called me.
And I called Charlene, and Charlene's like, no, you try it. Like, you never know until you try something. And if you don't try it, if you don't like it and you tried it, that's fine.
Yeah.
But it's just so you could try. And I love my job.
He does. And, like, if he would have never, he's like, should I call him back? I'm like, it's up to you. And I was like, but if it was me personally, I would take it. Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay. He's like, I'm going to call him back. He's like, I'll let you know what they say. So like, a minute later, he calls me. And he's like, I told him I was going to take it. And I'm like, I got, like, really happy for him. Because I'm like, you know what? This is something to, like, start off something that he likes. He could, you know, trial and error. See if you like it here. And if you don't, then that's okay. Mm-hmm. And he's loved it there. They're amazing to him.
Yeah. But yeah, that's why I say I think life is all about choices. But the thing is with those choices, you don't know. Like, you there's no know. Way to tell the future. Yeah. So you don't know if you're making the good or bad one. That's but I feel I like say. You can feel it. Like, I feel like you could feel it in your heart, which one is the good decision, which one's the bad one.
I always try to follow my instinct is what I try to do. Because, I mean, if I try to listen to my inner self. I don't like to let people, I do ask for advice, but at the end of the day, I'm going to follow what I think is best.
Yeah.
You can actually, I'm like, I call people, I'm like, what do you guys think? I'm like, what do you guys think? What do you guys think? I'm like, you're right. I should quit. Just kidding.
But yeah, that's all I have to say is like, I think me and Charlene got to this. We're not even at the best point, I feel like. I can feel it in my gut.
Yeah.
But I just feel like we made it to this point due to, like, being smart about what we do and making choices that are best for us in our future rather than what feels good in the moment, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Then, you know, follow your gut. If you are in a bad situation, no, you don't have to be there. You don't have to be there forever, but I understand, like, because sometimes you're put in situations where you're put in situations where you have to make certain decisions for yourself, mm-hmm. and that's okay. And it's just as long as you have the mindset to get out of that situation, that's what changes your life.
And time plays a big old part in it, too.
Yeah, of course. It might not be the time for you.
You can be in a sucky place for years. It's just whenever, that's what the sucky part about life is too, is that like life does shit whenever they do it. Like, you could be hoping and praying for something good and it could take a while. But that's why I say, like, you can keep making bad decisions or keep striving to kind of get better little by little.
Like my mom says, she's like, Dios tarda, pero nuevo. What the hell am I trying to say? Dios tarda, pero nunca olvida. I think that's what it says.
I don't know what that means.
God takes a while, but he never forgets.
Yeah,
that's like, you know, when you pray for something and it takes a while. Yeah. To, like, I remember when I was little, I was like, please, dear God, please.
Like, Josh said a really good thing in his book. He was like, you could want and you could work so hard for everything that you want and hope that it comes. And he's like, but sometimes one of his friends told him this and it like stuck with him. And that's why he put it.
Yeah.
He was like, all the good things that you want right now are going to come to you. But the thing is later on, they may not be the good things that you want anymore.
Yeah.
But like everything comes to you at some point. It's just your priorities change, mm-hmm. but like they come differently. It's crazy.
I just like,
remember, just like you can say the same thing about how when we tried to do YouTube all those times.
Oh my God.
And that didn't work out. And now we're not the biggest, but we have an established kind of thing that we've always wanted to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we love doing it. Back when we did YouTube, it just didn't feel right. And this one feels like what it's meant to be.
Yeah. And like, I was going to say, like, I remember when I was little and being better, like, please, dear God, I don't want to be poor no more. Please help us. Please help us help me get a job. Help my mom get a better job and stuff and everything. And like, look, it took years, but we are in a stable situation. I may not be living with my mom anymore, but she's in a stable situation. Mm-hmm. My mom and dad, and they're in a stable situation and stuff. You know, things happen when they're supposed to happen, not when you want them to happen.
Mm-hmm. And I hope nobody takes what I said about like addiction wrong. I wasn't putting anybody down. I just say for some people, it is a decision. And like I said, that's why I said Josh is like made him feel better. And that's, I know why some people do it.
Yeah.
But I feel like for some people, it like if you look into like, I know it sucks to hear, but like if you look into like the slim of it, it is like a choice and you can choose to do it or not. It's just like that choice of making of feeling better seems a lot better, but you don't know what it's going to do to you at some point and stuff like that.
And sometimes people don't even know they're addicted until like,
yeah, That's what he said. Remember, he was like, I took the drug, and he's like, I didn't even feel like I was high. I just felt happy.
So you keep taking it. For once. And
like, it's, I've never been on it, so I have no room to speak, but I can just, like, I just go based off what I've experienced.
I know somebody close to me that, you know, was, but I, like I said, it's not my position to talk for them about it, because it's not my story, it's their story. And, you know, it's just, sometimes, like, yes, you do have the choices to do it, but most of the time it takes over your life. Addiction takes over your life.
Yeah.
And it's hard, and people try to get you help. Like Jayden said that he had people, and trying to help them at this point in time.
That I grew up with. That's why I say, like, my life could be in some parallel universe. I truly believe that Jayden is, like, at that point.
Ooh, where Jayden's cool, gone.
Where, like, I could have been if I didn't choose the right life in this life.
Yeah. But,
like, people I grew up with are, like, in so tragic situations, like, that they put themselves in, because I've seen it firsthand.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to think about and see. But it's like, people sometimes don't like the help because the drug feels so good and stuff like that.
And that's where the choices come in and stuff, because this person, they're trying to get them the help they need, like, a lot of help, and they're still choosing to... It's like Rue, basically. Mm. Rue from Euphoria, if you ever watched, where she's just like, she made the fucking decision to go get that $50,000 bag. Mm. Or was it $10,000? The $10,000 bag to go start selling drugs, and she starts taking them. Mm. And she doesn't want the help at that point, you know? And, you know, you may not want the help, but just, like, know people are there for you and want to help you. Mm-hmm. It's just hard. It's a hard it's a hard situation. No, I'm in no place to judge you for... Oh, if you are, I'm sorry. I am in no place to judge people for their addictions.
Yeah. But I wanted to say that lately I've been feeling like... So I think I told you, I mentioned it while we were on our trip or something. But I could just, like, feel lately that something, like... really good and nice is gonna happen for us.
Hope so.
I don't know. We talked about it a little bit, but then that I was like, oh, I want to talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
But I could feel it. Like, it's weird. Like, I don't know. I hate talking, like, saying, like, oh, God and the universe and all that, because I sound like one of those, like, crystal girls that are like, oh, the crystals, they bring me this and they help me feel. But it feels like the way another thing I truly believe about life is, like, if you put it out into the world, it, like, it's like kind of like, yeah, manifesting. But that sounds like the crystal girls, and I hate saying that word.
But then I believe, like, there's truth a little bit in everything. I believe that, you know, there's a little truth in the crystals, that they do bring good, like, karma to you.
Maybe they do. I've never
I'm more of the type of person that's, like, into, like, the, I would say, like, Western medicine. Like, I'm more of, like, the hippie-ish type. Mm-hmm. So I believe in the crystals, the brujeria, you know, all that stuff. I do believe there's a little truth in everything.
Like, but the reason I feel like this is because, like, all this stuff, all the bad stuff that's been going on with Charlene's job and stuff like that. And, like it kind of seems like the universe or God,
it's trying to align
is putting us in, like, a place where it's testing us to see if we're, like, going to succumb to failure and choose the bad stuff.
Yeah.
Not that there's, like, major stuff like drugs and stuff like that, but, like, see if we're going to keep digging our hole or making bad decisions. And not that, like, your job and stuff put you in a hole. Like, you did it to yourself. It wasn't like that.
Oh, but, I thought you said I did it to myself. I'm like, no.
But, like, I don't know. It kind of feels like we're being tested. And I could feel something really, I don't know. I feel like it's instinct. You could feel it.
Yeah.
And I could feel it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Something big is going to happen.
Absolutely. But we've been rambling on for how long?
An hour. This is, like, the longest one we've done since we're at the house.
Yeah. This feels nice. Like, I like talking not in front of the camera.
Yeah, it feels weird when the camera's there.
It's awful. I was just, like, thinking now, I'm like, I hate it, because, like, we have people that strictly watch us on YouTube.
Yeah, like, you don't know how many times we hear from people, they're like, when's the YouTube video coming out? When's the YouTube?
What are you guys uploading?
When's you, like, it, and it, like, the camera's there, it feels, like, fine. Like, it does feel a lot different than this. Like, this feels, like, close. Like,
yeah.
Like, comforting, like, it's just like, it feels like it's like a conversation between just me and you. When we're recording, it feels like you have to act a certain way and stuff like that, which I don't mind. Like, I don't mind recording us, it feels fine, but I just feel like the way this is, like, this whole vibe of it feels nice.
I do like it. I've always liked just putting the podcast on, and well, not putting the headphones on and just talking about whatever we want to talk about.
And I, that's what I mean, like, when we have a lot of stuff coming up, where it's like we mentioned, I think we mentioned it a while ago, where, like, we want to make the set where it feels like this all the time, like, relaxing, and we're just talking.
Yeah.
And then we want, like, I want to say all the stuff we want to do so bad, but it's going to be way better than season two was, I promise.
Oh, yeah, because season two, we've had so much going on in life. It's been, from the moment we moved here, we've just had, like, shit has literally kicked. Like, life has fucking kicked us down. Yeah, like, so bad.
That's why I feel like we have big things coming. Don't, like, I tell Charlene, I'm like, I have no, I tell myself this when I'm driving to work and while I'm at work. I'm like, I don't know what it is or what it's going to be or what the hell is going to happen. But, like, I know something really good is coming our way. Like, I can just, like, feel it in my gut. Like, when you have a bad feeling, like, something's going to happen, I could feel that.
Yeah.
And, like, it just feels like we've been in kind of, like, that's what I mean too. Like, it feels like we've been in the shitter for months lately. Like, good things happen here and there, but it feels like in the overall aspect of it, we feel like we've been in such like we've been like kicked to the floor down, like and we try, like, the little things happen and then we get kicked down again, and it feels like that's just been happening. And I feel like that's the test.
Yeah.
And that's why I say, like, time sucks, because it takes so long for you to get out of those hole. But I think those little good things happen to give you hope that maybe something good will happen. Yeah,
absolutely,
in the
absolutely. But me and Jayden just, we've been enjoying
I love
life.
This talk. I know the beginning wasn't as good as the end was, but maybe some way in editing. I don't know how to do it, but I could put the end in the beginning and then put the beginning in the end.
But just know, we're not, when we, like, have talks like this, and, you know, we don't mean to offend anybody
at
all.
But it's good to be kind of realistic. Yeah. Because you can't jump around and be afraid to hurt people's feelings all the time.
I am.
But, like, some people, maybe that's what they need. They need to hear that kind of stuff to be like, yeah, that's, like, it hurts. It, like, trust me, I've went my whole life and people tell me that, like, it hurts to tell you that.
Oh, but just know, we are no place trying to judge you, or not you, but you.
Oh, no, we're not trying to judge anybody.
I keep saying you like I'm talking to somebody, but, like, judge anybody out there.
Yeah, we're not in no place to judge, but we just, like, at least, like, to some people, I know they like to hear the truth in things rather than to sugarcoat everything.
Some people don't.
I know, but you can't pick and choose. I know it sucks to hear, and Charlene gets mad at me for, like, I tell Charlene all the time, because that's how I am in real life, too. Like, yeah. I think on logic. I think on, like, facts. Like,
and I think about people's feelings.
Yeah, Charlene, I suck sometimes because I don't think like that. I think, like this is how shit goes, and this is how what you need to do for it to be done, or, like, if it goes this way, this goes, like, I think like that. I'm not like, oh, we could do this, or we'll do this, it'll be okay. I don't think like that, which it's, like, I feel like shit sometimes because, like, I feel like I'm a mean person or I'm being rude. But it's just, like, that's how I think. I'm like, this is how shit goes, and you need to do this shit to get for it to happen. And I don't know.
Yeah.
I just feel, like, ignorant when I start saying stuff like that. So don't take me wrong. It's just, like, the type of mindset I have.
Yeah, and I'm, like, more of, like, a...
Charlene checks me sometimes, because there is times when I'm, like, rude.
And I'm like, who the hell raised you? Yeah. Why are you so damn rude?
I could feel it. Like, I know what I'm saying, but I don't snap until later on when I'm, like, sitting by myself and I'm like, yeah, you shouldn't have been like that. You could have said it a different
Especially
way.
Especially when he's mad. Jayden doesn't care. He'll, like, say stuff to hurt your feelings.
So that's why I say, like, about addiction and stuff. Only people that know how to
go through it are people that know what's going on
that have witnessed it and been through it. Like, we're in no place. I can just say things based off experience and what I've listened to. I don't know the experience of what it actually feels like to go through it.
Yeah, we don't know your situation. We don't know your story.
I just say things based on, like, what I think is logical and what I think is, like facts, but still it sounds rude. So don't, if you guys took it wrong way, I'm sorry if you took it that way.
Yeah, but I guess we're not shaming anybody, bashing anybody or anything.
Mm. Like I said, my facts aren't facts. Like, I try to be give as much, like, logical answers as I can, but still I'm not right.
Yeah.
I'm probably, like, halfway of where I want to be logically. But I'm still, like, I'm human. I'm still learning. I'm still growing as a person. I'm only 20. Like, lately I've been telling myself too, I'm like, you're 20. Like, you have...
You're 20?
You have so much time to, like, grow and become, like, a not a good person, but, like, an even better person. But I just don't want to, like, waste my age now where, like, I'm 30 or 40. I'm like, fuck, I should have done this different when I was younger.
And that's the thing, like, that's the thing society puts in our heads, like, you're young, you should be out there partying and
I was like, when you're, I feel like that's, like, the thing, like, most people think when you're young, everybody spends, like, their 20s doing drugs and partying and drinking and, like, doing fucked up shit because so later on in life, they that's, like, their time to get it ready and figure things out, but that's, like, I want to try and do the opposite is like, I want to figure shit, like try as much as I can to figure shit out and prepare myself and put myself in a good position for the future where I'm dealing with all the hard shit now and all the like stuff people are like, oh, you shouldn't be dealing with that since you're like that young, which yeah. I'm young in adult eyes. Like I say all the time, but like, I want to deal with all that shit now. And like, so I'm prepared when I'm older so I can enjoy my, when I'm older, be like, you dealt with that shit and you know how to take care of it.
Start working now so you can retire early.
Yeah.
And you can live your life. Like, I know so many people
who knows? The podcast can blow up or something could blow up and we could, like, hopefully one day retire ourselves. That would be, that's the dream, I think.
But I always tell Jay, I'm like, I'm not the type of person. Me, personally, I hate money because it corrupts people.
And you also can't live without it.
Yeah,
but you can't let it like take over your whole life. And so that's what I have.
Money scares the shit out of me. And Jane's like, it's okay. He's like, you're not the type of person that lets money get to your head. I'm like, I know, but I'm not.
Like, I feel like we've said it before: is that bad? Money makes bad people worse and good people better. It's just like it's like pick and choose. It's not like.
But then I'm like, how do I know if I'm a good person or not?
Because I mean, look at how we are. We're not like.
But what if, like, in our heads, we think we're good people? Like, what if, like, we see bad people, our definition of bad people, and we're like, oh, but in their heads, they think they're good people. Because, like, what if in my head, I think I'm a good person, but in reality, I'm a bad person?
Then that's when you start looking at, like, your aspects of yourself. How many more good aspects do you have than bad aspects?
I'm about to say, I'm like, are you sure this isn't the high episode?
No, like, straight up, this is probably maybe what we're saying, but this is just, like, us sitting here. Yeah. Talk, like, if the cameras were recording now, you would see we're just chilling.
We're just chilling.
It's nice and cloudy, and we have the fan going. We're just talking.
But we actually got to cut this. We got to end it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, sorry this episode was so long. I'll somehow cut our... I don't know how to do it, but I'll take the end and put it in the beginning so you guys are entertained because the beginning was...
I thought it was pretty good.
I think so too, but we're trying to like get from... We spent 2 weeks since we podcasting, so we have to get kind of like into the flow again and get into it. But yeah, we're better get going. We have some stuff we need to take care of.
Yeah.
But we will see you guys next week, hopefully. And hopefully in these next coming weeks.
And hopefully soon I get to have my older sister, Felicia, be listening. Shout out to you, my girl. I forgot about that.
We were supposed to plan that like weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we just like, life has been so crazy.
Just know, baby girl, I have not forgot about you. My sister from the same mister. Yeah. I still remember you. And we're going to have her on soon. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah. So we'll see you guys next week. And hopefully in these next coming weeks, we are able to slowly start showing you what we have plans for season 3, I guess you could say.
Yes.
But I don't want to say season 3 because it's like a check. That feels like that's the end all.
Yeah.
I want it to be like slowly but surely build up to what we want it to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll let you guys go. Sorry for talking so long. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And again, I'm sorry if we sounded ignorant. It's just we're in no place to tell anybody anything. So if you guys have any feedback or we missed something or said something wrong, you guys could let us know in the comments or you could send us to it on our Instagram or on any social media at Young Excellence Podcast. Yeah. And check us out on YouTube. I know that we're a bunch of weeks behind and those past two podcasts won't be uploaded, but in this one either. But we'll see you guys.
Bye.
Bye, guys.